court fight for the affidavit. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. A hearing Thursday in federal court in Miami. The Justice Department will argue against unsealing the affidavit used to get the Mar-a-Lago search warrant, saying its release to the public would compromise their ongoing investigation.
Former President Trump, he wants the affidavit to be released entirely unredacted. But most legal analysts at this point say that is not likely to happen.
Fox's Steve Harrigan, the former CFO of the Trump Organization, expected to plead guilty to tax evasion charges in New York Thursday. Alan Weisselberg will admit he took nearly $2 million in compensation under the table. In a plea deal, he'll do 100 days in jail, pay back taxes, and testify against other executives in the firm. Two abortion rulings in the Carolinas. South Carolina's state law banning the procedure in most cases, once a fetal heartbeat can be detected, has been placed on temporary hold by the state Supreme Court while legal challenges to it are heard. Abortion there can now be performed up to 20 weeks into a pregnancy. North Carolina's ban on abortion is back on.
Federal Judge William Osteen blocked the North Carolina abortion law in 2019, but said now, in light of the Supreme Court's decision in Dobbs overturning Roe, the decades-old law banning abortion after 20 weeks is back in effect. Abortion clinics, doctors, and some county DAs told the judge earlier this summer that he shouldn't vacate his own injunction here, that there was no motion to do so. Republican lawmakers then filed a brief asking to intervene on behalf of the law, as state officials had declined to defend it. Now Republican lawmakers say they hope to win enough additional seats in the state house this fall to veto-proof additional restrictions, possibly one that bans abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Miami-Dade police officer Cesar Echeverry, shot by a robbery suspect on Monday night, has now succumbed to his wounds. He was 29. The suspect also died in that shootout. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
China not backing down from its military harassment of Taiwan.
China has flown 500 sorties in the past 15 days since House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and a second congressional delegation visited Taiwan. The U.S. just completed an annual joint military exercise and combat drill. 5,000 soldiers, 14 nations coordinated from air, land, and sea near the island of Sumatra in Indonesia. China's defense ministry announced troops from the People's Republic of China will travel to Russia to take part in joint military exercises that begin August 30th. The U.S. carried out an intercontinental ballistic missile test, which it had postponed after Speaker Pelosi's visit, and is exploring a long-term missile defense plan in the Pacific to protect the homeland from missiles and hypersonic weapons.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. The U.S. trade negotiator says they are opening talks with Taiwan on a possible new trade treaty. Flights were temporarily grounded in New York's LaGuardia Airport Wednesday night. The FAA telling Fox News Digital they implemented a ground stop due to law enforcement activity. Exactly what, they're not saying, but social media reports suggest it was related to an FBI prisoner escaping custody. The kids in the Keller School District in Texas back in the classrooms Wednesday, but there's a book backlash in that district north of Fort Worth.
School officials asking campus staff and librarians to remove more than 40 books, including All Boys Aren't Blue, Anne Frank's Diary, the graphic adaptation, and the Bible. The staff will review the books recently challenged by parents and members of the community. The district says if the books measure up to the new guidelines, they will be returned to school libraries. The controversy is not exclusive to Keller. 23 books in nearby Frisco are challenged by Frisco State Representative Jared Patterson. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.